Expressions from St. Paul is made possible by your faithful prayers and contributions. Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 46 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m. our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. In our first message of 2018, which Dr. Williams titles Help for the New Year, he explains that this may be a very tough year, but he gives us a bolt of encouragement. Take a listen.
Don't you let people tell you what can't be done. Think big. Stop thinking small. Think big. If you want a car, think big. If you don't get the one when you think about it, you'll get the next one. Quit thinking so small. How could you get from God and you got a big God, knows everything, has everything, been everywhere, doing everything, and then you still think small?
If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 16. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
I may not know there are some places I can't go, but this one thing that I'm sure that God is real. He's real in my soul. Oh, God is real. He's really real. I can. He's real. Oh, just imagine. And in miracles, oh God, oh, I can feel. That's why I tell him, Lord, give me my passion, and I grab for it. What is your passion? It's to love him, worship him, thank him, because he is real. He's wise. Oh, just like. Oh, my own God is real. Oh, I can feel him in my soul. Amen. When I first got to know God for myself, I was taught about him, and I spent time as a young boy worshiping him, praying to him. And then when I had some serious challenge in my life, I went to him and I wanted to know from him, what can I do about my passion? And that was to know him. And friends, it's amazing how you can get to know God if you want to. I shall never forget My wife was, late wife was expecting, and they had confined her to the bed. And I said, now, Lord, you know, I can't work and take care of her. Next day, I had two volunteers and hired a lady. Amen. Amen. That's because I knew my passion. Then, by company, rearranged my schedule without me asking him. You see, you need to know this for 2018. Behind the scene, I don't care what he decided to do to me. That's his problem. But since I know that he has been proven to me that he knows me, I don't worry about his scheming, because it's going to catch up with him. But I have to know my passion. And you need to know yours today, and we don't talk about today. Help for the new year. Help for the new year. And that's Hebrews, my friend, if you read the Bible, 4:16. Help for the new year. I won't finish it, I'm sure, but I'll give you an introduction. Last week, I went to Ontario, and I appreciate many of you said to me, it's too much. You shouldn't go. That Lamar would understand. And that's true, he would. But in my spirit, he kept saying, pressing me, you should go. We had some misunderstanding because they couldn't get their act together getting tickets. So I went to the office. What you call them places you go and get tickets? Travel agents that I've been dealing with for years. So I didn't know what might happen, so I asked Richard to drive me. Dr. Hill says, always good to have a lion in the congregation. I didn't call no names. I said, that's what Dr. Hill said. They worked for 2 hours. And I went. Then they made a mistake. All I'm trying to tell you is, quit listening to yourself and other people and get to know him, brother. He will lead you through. One of the most painful things I ever had in my life, even when I couldn't walk for months, that was not as bad, is that when I worked hard to help somebody and they betrayed me, it was very painful. But I said to him, I mean to God, what I said to you, God, I'm not going to respond. Because if you are over me, I give him to you. You hear what I'm saying, church? And now I can look and see how God worked it. God works from behind the scenes. Many times you think you're smart, Satan will trip you up and make you think you're real smart. But God is still working. And since he worked, the person is so humble now, because they can't do nothing. Helpless. I didn't say that God made him helpless. I said he's getting exactly what he put out. I hope you hear me today. You might think you're doing well now, but your day is coming. So what you want to do is, what is your passion for God? What is it? You need to drop some of the people you are running with now. You need to be easily kind and cut away from them because they are not going to take you nowhere. Amen. I used to work when I worked off of Michigan Avenue, 900 Michigan Avenue, in the Palm Alley building. There was a nice restaurant in the Drake Hotel. You know, one of the most exclusive. The Drake Hotel was on the outside, on Walton Street, right across from where I worked. And every morning when I would take, I had to be at work at 6 o'clock. And I'd get there about 20 minutes to 6. And there was always 6 or 7 people waiting to get in the building because I had to unlock it. And there was a young lady standing there, Al, every morning. She had a conversation. And one morning she said to me, "Well, you got 20 minutes, let's go to the Drake and have a cup of coffee." I said, "I've already drank 9 mugs. So I can't take no more." She was not trying to treat me to a cup of coffee. You don't understand me. I know what I'm talking about. She was trying to dump her stuff off on me, and I'd go for it, and the next day she'd tell me, "Don't go to work." And I was young. I might not would have gone. Who knows? But I wasn't going to get in the trap. And she was one of those that would make you look. But when it's all over, you the one going to catch hell. That's right. That's right. And we don't want to tell. The reason we have so many struggles with God is because we don't want to be honest with him. And God is not going nowhere. Trump will soon be out, but God will still be in. So 2018, church, the New International Version, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. What will the new year bring to us? Church, no one can say for certain. For some, it may lead to many blessings, but for others, it may lead to many burdens. For some, the new year may bring triumph, but for others, it may bring many trials, tribulations, and trouble. This is the new year. Listen carefully. For most, we face the new year with great anticipation. We pray and expect to see good days and glad days ahead. Yet, the reality is that it is possible that we may meet a year, my brothers and sisters, of dismay with many sad days. But here is the good news. Help me, Holy Spirit. You will never understand the Bible until you constantly ask God to fill you with his Spirit. Amen. Whatever the new year holds for each of us, as a believer, we will never get to the place where we do not have somewhere to go. Amen. The writer of Hebrews tells us that we have a place where we can go and a person with whom we can go to. That place is the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and the person is our great high priest, who is Jesus, the Son of the living God. Read 4:14. The writer tells us that we can go to our great high priest and to the throne of grace, and he says that we may obtain mercy. Listen carefully. And find grace to help us in some of in times of need, 4:16. And here's what we know, that as our grand high priest, Jesus is, my friend, is sympathetic and he's compassionate high priest. For we read in verse number 15 of the same chapter, read it when you go home, it's there. It's of the same chapter, and look what he says. He says to us, for we have not an high priest which we cannot, my friends, which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. The phrase touched with the feelings literally means to have sympathy and compassion. Just because you're tempted, it doesn't mean it's going to get you through your trouble. Temptation always comes when you're in trouble. When you're having a hard time, temptation comes. And when I talk about temptation, I'm not talking about no just a woman or a man. I'm not talking about that. That's automatic. We need to get used to that. Let me throw you something. I know you don't want to hear this and you don't want to talk about it. But in every man, there's an appetite for a woman. Let me come over here. There's something in that man he will never get rid of. He can pray to Jesus come. He doesn't get rid of it. Now, while you're listening, there's something in a woman. She can be minding her own business. But if the right man comes by, and then she'll do this. Ain't nothing bothering her head. She don't want the husband to see it. I'm watching this other man. And we learn to get used to that. It's nothing wrong with that. That's how we are made. But we have the Holy Spirit now, if we are saved, in us to control us. And I said when I was in Chicago preaching some years ago, I said, if you can't keep your zipper up, then put a lock on it and lose the key. I said last week to a gentleman, we were just discussing some issues, and I cannot understand how can a woman portray a man and then call him no good. He couldn't do nothing without her letting him. And if he rape her, she know what to do. He won't rape nobody else. There are things you can do. A man would never look at another woman if he tried to rape you. Someday you want to know, ask me privately. You can handle that. And the men said, I hear you say, move on, Pastor, and I'm going to move on. See, our Lord cares about what we are going through. Our high priest is not just one who feels for us. He feels with us. And he is, my friend, touched by what we are going through. Quit believing that you're just going through something. You're not going through with nothing by yourself. God is always with you, church, and so invites us to come, he, to him at the throne of grace when we need his help. If the new year brings, my friends, heartaches and heaviness, trouble and trials, anxiety, if it brings perplexity, we have someone to turn to and somewhere to go. You don't have to drink liquor. You don't. I don't care what law they pass. Christians don't have to smoke marijuana. They said it's a relaxing tool to you. Let me give you what I know. I know if you want to relax, then you can't get on your knees and talk to him and just pray until you feel it. Then you're not only relaxed, you can go to sleep. This is power, and many folks don't believe it. That's why they don't do it. It's power in praying to God, not just praying, but to God. There's power. I'll tell you how much power went in, and I told you before, we was downtown Summit. A man, someone come running and telling me, say, your mama's down the street crying. A man had attacked her and cussed her. And I went looking for it. And that's why I know God is merciful. Because if I'd have found him, you'd have said, we can't call Pastor to St. Paul because he served prison time. I'm not lying. I'm just honest. And so I couldn't find him. And Mama said, please. I said, Mama, whatever. I don't want to talk about that. Leave it alone. And I looked all around the area that I thought he was. But I couldn't find him. I looked about an hour and something. You said, but if you would have found him, what would you have done? I had the tool to work with. What I would have done, you'd have read about it later, I can tell you that. But what happened was God intervened and protected me when I thought I was to do what I was supposed to do. And don't look at me. I'm not the only man a woman would not have went after anybody who attacked your mother. And so when he died, I knew him well. When he died, I paid money to fly to California to go to his funeral. The man that attacked my mother. You know why I did that? Because I had settled the issue in prayer. I had asked God to remove my friend Adam Osage because I said if I ever sinned, I was going to give the undertaker or the mortuary his head. But when I got free from the power of prayer, don't you ever tell me prayer won't free you. And the reason you won't free you because you don't pray. You say some words. You pour your heart out to Almighty God, he'll free you. I said to a young minister calling me, he didn't like what his pastor was doing. I said, leave. He said, I don't want to leave. I said, well, then shut up. Because you're in another man's house. If you don't like it, go somewhere. Because if I were you, I wouldn't raise up. Because if that man was sent there by God, you will never get away with it. That's if you know the Bible. You should know, what is my passion? What is it? Amen. Singing must be Brenda's passion. Today she sung like she just ran out of Tennessee. It must be her passion. Let's deal with reality. I want you to be blessed in 2018. And if you want to be blessed, St. Paul, you got to give up some stuff. Amen. Amen. Our Lord cares about what we are going through. And our high priest is not just one who fears for us. I told you, for us, he feels with us and he is touched by what we are going through. You said, but I'm getting older. No problem. God was here before old got here. And he knows what hounds old. Amen. And so he invites us, I repeat, to come to the throne of grace. Church, I'm glad I have a God like that. I sit in court and prayed. I was in court over an hour and I never stopped praying. I wasn't praying for the case, I was praying for the judge. I said, Lord, if you, the only person knows The actuality of this case is you. So when it comes before the judge, touch him. Open his eyes so he can see. And when he got before the judge, this is what the judge said. He said, I don't know what's going on here. He said, something is going on. He says, case doesn't make sense to me. And so he said, well, I tell you what, we don't want to waste a whole lot of time. He said, stand. He told the attorney over there, he was waiting. He just told him to sit down. He brought him back. He says, the case dismissed. Because I don't understand it, so we can't go through with the trial. You said, but that never happened to me. You haven't needed that. Those few dollars you got in your pocket won't solve all your problems. Are you listening to me? But there's a problem solver. And his name is Jesus. Reach out to him. Reach out for him. And watch him work. Listen carefully. And so, my friends, listen carefully. And as we look at Hebrews 4:16, hopefully we find help, my friends, for the new year. First of all, Hebrews 4:16 reminds us, and you need to be reminded every now and then, all of us. It reminds us, my friends, how badly we can require his help. Listen carefully. First, notice the words, in times of need. These words remind us that there are times when we have needs in our life and requires his help. What are these times of need? Let me help you with that. In Hebrews 4:15, the writer speaks of our infirmities. The word literally means weakness. And it also sometimes, my friend, is used of physical sickness. Now let me say this to you. Some weakness comes out on some of us. It comes out. And you who are spiritually strong, when you attack that person, then you're not doing what the scripture says. If he or she is weak in something, don't talk about it, because you're putting yourself in the hand of Satan. Read Proverbs. The more you run your mouth, the more you contribute to Satan. So what you want to do, friends, you want to talk to the person who has the weakness. Now, I don't want to shock you for today. I don't want to shock you. There is not a human being in this church that doesn't have some kind of weakness. See, when we talk about weakness, people are always running around until you think you're talking about some woman. There's a whole lot of weakness you can have. Let me tell you something. This will help you 2016 or 2018. Where's Joyce? Joyce, there are millions of people in America is addicted to food. If you would put yourself on the right diet, you could give up the medicine from cows. So that's a weakness. I had dinner yesterday out, and I love cheesecake. And the fellow said, I'm giving me a piece of cheesecake. I said, I'm not getting no cheesecake. He said, why? I said, because I had noodles. And that's starch. And I can't have sweet on top of the starch. It's not good for my health. He said, you let that bother you? I said, no, I just don't eat it. It doesn't bother me. Just because I like it, I got to think about my health. My health is more important than what I like. Amen. Then there's something else I like. I like very much. I like fried fish. I like to have it so when I eat something and get full, and then I come back and get some more. But I can't do that. I just have to eat one round and leave the rest alone till another day. So every time you talk about weakness, you're not always talking about some man or some woman. And then let me give you something else. There's a lot of you all are weakness in when it comes to the television. You watch the television until 12 o'clock and late coming to church on Sunday morning. Help us, Lord. There's a whole lot of weakness we have. We just don't want to name it. Some of us are weakness with material things. We got to have a dress every week. That's not going to make you. We got to have a suit every 3 months. That's not going to make you. What makes you is what goes in the suit. Let us move on here. Church, the word, listen, physical sickness, the word compassion, the whole of man, morally and physically. God didn't just save our hearts to come to heaven. That's not biblical. God saved us so we can control the rest of us. Let me see if I make it plain. In the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit, God said to his apostles, you can't do what you're supposed to do. I know you want to do it, you're willing. But until you be endowed with what? The Holy Spirit, you can't do it. So you go back and be endowed, be filled. We have a controller in us, but we won't yield to him. Let me come back again. Every time you get ready to lie, there's something, there's a voice in you say no. But you say, I'm going to do it anyway. And then when you get in trouble, you're, Lord, help me. No, you got to go through. There are some consequences when you violate the power of the Holy Spirit. He's in us. And when you make him upset, there's consequences. Somebody said, Pastor, I didn't know you had been filled with the Holy Spirit. The Baptist teach that. I said, I don't know about no Baptists. The Bible teaches it. And I'm Baptist is on a title. That's just like my name is Ephraim Williams. But that Ephraim doesn't control me. I'm under the power of the Holy Spirit. And I listen to him quicker than I listen to Ephraim. Listen. Something for the new year. The word, friends, the word compassion, I told you, is the whole of man, morally and physically. What are these infirmities? What is this time of need? Everybody has some kind of needs. Amen. I don't need, and I got money in the bank, and my health is good, and my home is paid for, and I got a good family life. I don't need nothing. You lying. Let me give you another illustration. Someone lived across the hall from me when I lived on Lundale before I came here, and they were just perfect couple, he thought. And one morning at 3 o'clock, they woke me up across the hall fighting. And so I couldn't sleep. So finally, I went on next door and I knocked on the door. I said, can I help you all? I said, I don't want nobody to get hurt. And she said, he's trying to be my daddy. And it's not going to happen. I said, so what are you doing about it? She said, if he comes back in here, you'll see. They had almost been a perfect couple. I wish I could tell you like I feel it. There's no perfect nobody. They're working on it. See, we are being saved. You say, but I'm saved. That's right. But you're still being saved from the other stuff going to come against your salvation. Amen. All right, let me prove what I'm saying. Joyce, when you get a new song, what do you have to do? She get a new song, she have to practice. She knows how to play, but she haven't had that before. No different in real life. Prepare for 2018. It's going to be a rough year, but it's going to be a blessed year. Amen. And the reason I know it's going to be a blessed year, because I spoke this morning to the blessed Savior. And he made it calm for me. Calm for me. We came in today, deacons and choir, and I was told that won't work. And you know what I said? Okay, thank you. Because it wasn't given to them. I want to tell you this on my way to heaven. When the Holy Spirit, I'm sure he's given me something. There's only one thing that stopped me, that I become paralyzed. I'm following him. And watch him work. Look how we were blessed. Follow him. He'll help you. He gives you a help meet, not a help what? He don't give you no help meet. He gives you a help who? Which one is it? Some said meet and some said meet, so you got them both, right? That's why you're fighting all the time. There's no such thing as having. You can't have them both. The man is given the woman to help fulfill his future, not his overnight future. It's an ongoing future. And that man, if he has a real woman, she loves him, she submits to him, and he keeps her looking good with some money in her pocket. And brother, what's your name? Who? Brother Springer said. Amen. And she's calm. She don't have no worry. She's at ease. She have no worry. She's peaceful. She has no worry. If they get broke, she don't have no worry. Springer's will find a way to make some money. That's Springer's assignment. If he follows his assignment, God will open the door for you. You can't make God change. Just watch him work. St. Paul, this is to you. I'll be talking about it next month. I'll be getting back. I didn't forget about the senior housing. Don't you let people tell you what can't be done. I want everyone in this church this morning, ushers can, I want from the ushers to the church, think big. Stop thinking small because you are a Negro or Afro-American. God is neither one. Think big. If you want a car, think big. If you don't get the one when you think about it, you'll get the next one. Quit thinking so small. How could you get from God and you got a big God, knows everything, has everything, been everywhere, doing everything, and then you still think small? Not biblical. Amen. It is not biblical. Amen. I'm limping and I'm thinking big. Real big. If I like to fly, I'll ask God for a jet plane, but I don't like to drive no plane. Think. That's why you have a God to help you. Quit crying, person, when your car breaks down. Take it to the shop, and God will give you money to get it out. Think big. Amen. Friends, the uncertainty of the future can be this, my friend, it can be very stressful. Yes, Let me give you an illustration to help walk you through. You may remember the name Jennifer Wilbanks. She was the young woman, the young lady from Georgia that vanished after going jogging just before her wedding. Listen carefully. The ensuing hunt for her drew nationwide attention on what was supposed to be her wedding day. She turned up 1,400 miles away in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now listen carefully. This is the woman that was getting married. Getting married, she got stressful. And getting married will make you stressful. And Mr. Hamilton and Ms. Hamilton said, I've been through with that. But you're so in love, you can overcome the stress. And Brother Dawson said, at first she claimed she had been kidnapped. But later, my friend rescinded and admitted that she had fabricated the abduction. And the chief of the police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, said that she had become scared and concerned about her impending marriage and decided she needed some time alone. She knew her long days was coming to an end. And the light said, amen. Amen. And listen, beloved, there are some in here who just might understand. For you may not have to run out of your wedding date, but what lies ahead has caused concern. For some, there's fear of what will be tested as a result shown. What will the doctors find? Fear is waiting on a lot of us for 2018. What will the x-ray or the scan reveal? Listen carefully. Will, the medicine and the treatment work that has been given to me by the doctor? For some, the fear is, listen carefully, will we be able to make the payments on our home? That's in us now, fear. Some fear, will my job hold out? If not, how will I make it? That's what goes on in people as we enter the new year. For others, the fear is, will my marriage last? Amen. Are you facing something that has you worried or concerned? Listen carefully. The things that are before us can be very stressful. That's the book. It is a time of need when we are distressed by what is before us. Amen. When we got ready to put this carpet down, Pastor Wendy, when are you going to raise money to pay for it? God has blessed us. When we need some money, we asked you for it. And you said, well, you're talking about money. That's my job. If we're going to get a job done, somebody got to pay for it. Amen. Then they're like, well, where are we going to get the money from? We got the money right in here now. It's in your wallet, in your bosom, or in your shoe, or in your pocket. All you got to do is be obedient and do what God says and watch God bless you. Amen. 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 I came in here and monitored the man putting the carpet down. Something wasn't right. That's person. I said, oh, no, we can't do that. I don't put the carpet down, but I know when it's right. You got to change that. Because our members would be here, and they need to see it's nice. I like nice things. If I'm going to a nice heaven, I want nice things on earth. You think I want a minute to come in here with a white dress on and can't sit down? No way. All of that we are confronted with this day. Because in this time, in times of need, when we are distressed by what is before us, distraught by what is beyond us, when I say beyond us, I'm talking about, my friend, the things that are beyond our ability to handle, things that are beyond our capacity to cope, things that are beyond our power and beyond our strength, things that are beyond our control and scope. When we know they're beyond us, don't try to fix them. Give them to God. Let him fix them through you. Church, you see, beloved, beyond is when we have come to a place where we can't go any further. In our own might, power, influence, beyond is when we have come to the place where we can't go any further in our own might, in our own power. That's when God takes over. When you've gone the last mile of the way, God takes over. Amen. Amen. I was in Israel, and somehow I left my pass on the hotel in the room. And people said, oh, you know, they will put you in jail over here. You don't have no pass to get through. I said, well, I'm not worried about it. And they said, you're not? I said, no, I'm not worried about it. They said, well, what if you go to jail? I'm not worried about that either. So I called Dr. Hills. I said, get Dr. Hills. So I told Dr. Hills what happened, and he said, just a minute. He goes and called the embassy, and they cleared it. Now, listen careful. He couldn't clear it, but he called a what? You know what that is? And he notified somebody. And all I know is that the man said to Dr. Hills, give whoever, he said, give him the phone. I don't know what he said to the man, and I really didn't care as long as I got on that bus and traveled. That's what happened, Persis, when you give it to him. He, not somebody you heard, but he will take care of it. This is 2018. I'm not no ways worried or tired. I've come too far from where I started. Years ago, nobody told me the road would be easy. But I don't believe he brought me this far just to leave me. Yes, I anticipate some rough days in 2018. But I have a rough God. He storms the ocean. He calms the sea. I have a rough God. He made the world and those of us that dwells there in it. I have a God can take anything. Nothing can be beyond him. Nothing is bigger than him. Nothing is over than him. Nothing is over him. If he's that kind of God, he's my Father, he's my Savior, I'm in good hands. Yes, and if you don't believe it, try. Yes, try. Yes. Try. Yes, I went to my car couple of days ago, and I wanted to see how did the motor go when there wasn't nobody there but us. And I left the door up. I started to back it out and go somewhere. And when I started to back it out, I could hear like a voice saying, "Don't do that. Don't do that." And I let it alone, went back inside, and started reading the book of Hebrews. Church, faith is strange. Faith is strange. You don't see, and yet faith is working. The Bible talks about faith and works. They work together. You do something, faith will do something. And one of the things I've learned to do is to get on my knees and talk to the man who controls everything. And you said, "But I've done that and it didn't work for me." There's something wrong with you. Nothing wrong with God. If your heart is right, He'll make some ways for you. Yes, son, I can tell you this morning, what is my passion? It is to know God better than I've been knowing Him. 2018, I want to be able to stand still and say, "He is all right. He is mighty. He is great. And He's greater." I want to be able to say, "Bring me my passion. And I'll hold on to Him. And I don't care what happens in 2018. I'm going to hold to His unchanging hand. I'm going to build my hopes on nothing less but Jesus' breast and His righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but I'm going to hold on to Jesus' name." You have to learn how to hold on. You have to learn how to hold on. Real. What happens? Real. If you're here today and have not accepted Him, will you come? Will you come today? Will you say yes to Him? But will you come today? While He speaks to your heart, will you come? He's really real. Will you come today? Real. Will you say yes to Him today? While He speaks to you, will you come?
Oh, yes.
Yes, He
gives me the means to breathe.
He will. Will you come today?
So many people doubt.
Will you come today?
I can't live without
you. That is why. At midday, He's real. Will you come? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he will. Will you come today? Will you accept Him today? But will you come today? Will you come today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you say yes to Him today?
Oh, yes.
He gives me. Will you come today? Will you come today?
That is why.
your heart. Will you come today? Will you accept him as your Savior? Hallelujah.